It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are getting so close down to the wire, I'll tell you what, in the must-win state of Pennsylvania. I am grateful you are here today. The Battleground Blitz has begun. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. If you were in Oaks last night, you had a great time. Despite the media's meltdown, you enjoyed it. And you had fun. And here to talk about all these things with me is the chairman of the Republican National Committee and a frequent guest of the show, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, how are you today?
It is good to be here, and I feel great. I mean, we are 21 days out, 3 weeks till Election Day. The early numbers that we're seeing out of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, all very, very promising. Donald Trump is hitting his marks. And I feel really good at where we're at going into this last 3 weeks.
Good. I feel great, too. I really do. I feel very confident. I like the numbers. I like the gains he's making among black voters, Latino voters, men in general. This goofball, Tim Walz, right now wearing a bad flannel jacket campaigning in Pennsylvania right now. Did you see him trying to load a shotgun the other day? Did you catch that?
Look, I got to tell you, you somebody who has never shot a gun in his life before, that was pretty obvious right there. You know, and look, I think the fact that they are desperately trying to find a way to talk to male voters, to talk to black voters, to talk to Hispanic voters, I mean, they're grasping at straws. And right now we're looking at a campaign in free fall versus Donald Trump, who's playing offense. You know, you look at what he has done in Pennsylvania over the last 3 weeks. And the vibe, the feel on the ground is extraordinarily real. And we're backed up by the numbers that we're seeing in terms of our door knocks, our phone calls, you know, the election integrity volunteers that we've signed up, and then the polling, and then the raw votes. You know, frankly, what we're seeing is a dramatic improvement from the early votes, the absentee votes that have been coming in or even requested, where Democrats are down and Republicans are up. You know, it really makes a difference that Donald Trump is authentic. He is who he is. You know, Tim Walz can dress up in orange and run out into a field. They call it a pheasant hunt. The guy never even shot the gun.
Yeah. I mean, I played big buck hunter and looked more authentic than that guy did in that moment. It was just so bad. It was so desperate. Trump's doing a rally in Georgia tonight as well. And a lot of people have wondered, you know, with the hurricanes that went through Georgia and North Carolina, Helene, are you confident that the voting will be okay for our people?
Yeah, look, the apparatus is going to be fine. We have worked very closely with the Georgia Board of Elections, the North Carolina Board of Elections, the legislators in both states. And so we feel comfortable that the people are going to have a place to vote. The concern, obviously, you know, particularly in North Carolina, is when you don't have a home, are you thinking about voting? You know, if you're staying with your sister, you're staying with your parents, you're staying with other relatives, you know, on the other side of the state, are you thinking about voting? Because if they're going to, then we're going to have a place for them to go. And we're certainly reaching out and talking to everybody. I will say every day the conditions on the ground are getting better. You know, I spent a day with Samaritan's Purse last Friday on the ground up there helping, you know, people recover from their houses that had 6 feet of water in it. We had one house that we were working at where a 50-foot tall tree fell through it, you know, and we're out there with these teams. The private sector, you know, from the faith community, Samaritan's Purse, the men's Baptist ministries, you look at the Red Cross, it's really uplifting. And I think that when we get closer to Election Day, people are going to turn back, and they're not very happy right now with the response that they got from the Democrat leadership in North Carolina, the governor, or from FEMA. That's really going to help galvanize support for Donald Trump and the fact that we need to make a change.
And Chairman Michael Whatley, I know there's some breaking news around Georgia and the elections there and a judge's ruling. And I know that your team is going to be all over it. Georgia judge says county election officials cannot delay or decline certifying election results, even if there are obvious mistakes or errors. It says here it's a blow in an effort by conservatives to gain the legal right to reject results based on a suspicion of fraud or abuse. I'm assuming the RNC is going to appeal that.
So our legal team has taken a look at the opinion right now and looking at what kind of recourse we have going forward. One thing that I do really like right now in Georgia, the Board of Elections has been fantastic to work with. The rules of the road that we've been trying to set up have been exponentially better. The fact that we're going to be counting ballots at the precinct level and then submitting them in to the county boards, we feel like we're going to have a much better handle on everything that moves forward with it. But in this one particular case, like I said, the lawyers are looking at it, and we'll know more in a couple of days.
All right, that sounds good. As far as Pennsylvania goes, Chairman Whatley, bank the vote early, right? That's still the message. Get that vote in early. We have about, I think, 6 or 7 days left for Pennsylvanians to do that. That's still the message, right?
That is the message, and I got to say, it is working. The numbers that we're seeing compared to 2020 are absolutely off the charts in terms of the number of Democrats is way down. The number of Republicans is way up. We have closed the gap. With the Democrats, historically, they have huge numbers when it comes to the early voting. It does tee us up for a very successful election day. As Donald Trump has said, it's great if you want to vote early. It's great if you want to vote by mail. It's great if you want to vote on election day. The key is you've got to make a plan, and you got to execute that plan and deliver your vote.
North Carolina, your state, also a must-win state for us. I think it's critical. I think we're going to do well there. Michigan, I think Trump is doing great with the auto workers there. I mean, amazing to me to think that the left is still pushing these EV mandates when the auto workers know it's going to cost them their jobs. It's just like in Pennsylvania. I mean, Kamala Harris's flip-flops on fracking. They don't believe her. They know that she's going to come for their jobs, too. The war on energy, at the end of the day, is what I think has led all these working people to come to Trump. I think it's what happened in 2016. I think it's what's happening again here. And they've just said, you know, the Democrat Party, I don't identify with this party. This is a party that's extreme on every issue, including climate, at the expense of my job. No, thank you.
Yeah, Donald Trump unleashed American energy and made us energy dominant when he was the president. He said on day one that he was going to move forward and aggressively allow the energy development here in America. Really three things that come out of that, right? Number one, lower energy prices for our manufacturers, lower diesel prices for our truck drivers, and lower costs for every consumer. Number two, jobs in places like Pennsylvania. It is absolutely the backbone of the Western Pennsylvania economy, and we need that all across this country. Number three, when energy prices go down, when oil prices go down, who gets hurt? OPEC, and Russia. Well, who do we want to hurt? OPEC and Russia. So this is a plan that Donald Trump is going to implement on day one. Kamala Harris has declared war on energy through her entire career as a senator and as the vice president. She is not going to change her stripes, no matter what she says on this campaign. She is going to, on day one, declare war on Pennsylvania energy. And there's just never been a bigger difference between two candidates in an election on energy.
I agree. I really do. Chairman Michael Whatley, the other question that a number of people have had regarding this upcoming election is the voter registration numbers. I mean, I'm looking at these and I think it looks great for us. I think it and I have to say, I mean, kudos to you. And I mean this sincerely, the effort to get people registered and to bank those votes and then also to get the poll watchers. I mean, it's a really well-oiled machine. But the registration numbers for Republicans, even in the other battleground states, too, outpacing Democrat registrations. It's a really great thing to see.
Yeah, look, Pennsylvania registration numbers for October 7th through 14, 40,500 new registrants. And Republicans are 55% of them. Democrats are 23% of them. We're showing dramatic improvements across the board in voter registration numbers for the Republicans. Democrats are down. It's the same thing as North Carolina. You know, in Florida, we now have a million more registered Republicans than Democrats. So, you know, people are leaving the Democratic Party in droves because they can't take four more years of Kamala Harris and her failed economic policies. And they know that Donald Trump is going to fight for them every single day.
Thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it. Follow the chairman on X at Chairman Whatley. Thanks, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. We'll be back soon.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, and just another plug for ProtectTheVote.com. ProtectTheVote.com, where you can sign up to be a poll watcher. Very important to do so, and I appreciate everybody who is doing that because it is critical. And the top story of the day is sponsored by Veneria Dental. Dr. Veneria, the master of implant dentistry and named top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today, 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Yes, I wanted to share this with you as well. The majority of Americans say Kamala Harris hasn't clearly explained her immigration stance. So in addition to the fact that a majority of Americans don't believe she's explained the economy, they also don't believe she's explained her immigration stance. The poll comes as the Democrat candidate has pivoted her message amid record-breaking illegal immigration. I was thinking about this today. I was over at broadandliberty.com. I read a great piece today. And I always love when you look at the local reactions to things. But the amount of criminals who've come into this country illegally in this country. And Paul Davis wrote this piece at Broad and Liberty, an ice cold report on illegal immigrant criminals in the United States. And he said many people were taken aback by last month's chilling report that as of July 21st, and here's the number, right? 662,566 illegal immigrants with criminal records illegally crossed the southern border. I'm going to say that again. And this is as of July 21st, okay? 662,566 illegal immigrants with criminal records illegally crossed the southern border. Like, that's an insane number. That's insane. Like, if you had said to me 12, I'd be like, all right, well, that's too many. But so a dozen got through. Mistakes happen. 662,566 with criminal records. And that's as of July 21st, where it's now October 15th. By the way, December 20th, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So mark your calendar. I want to see you there. It's going to be fun. It'll be our last show of the year. It'll be our Christmas spectacular. On September 25th, Patrick Leitner, the deputy director and senior official performing the duties of the director of ICE, responded to a letter about illegal immigrants charged or convicted with a crime. And that was a letter that was sent by Congressman Tony Gonzalez to ICE. In his letter to Congressman Gonzalez, he noted the following. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recognizes the importance of its relationships with its law enforcement partners to carry out its mission. In recent years, however, as you know, some jurisdictions have reduced their cooperation with ICE to include refusal to honor ICE detainer requests, even for non-citizens who have been convicted of serious felonies and pose an ongoing threat to public safety. Let me just stop there, take a break from that statement for a moment, and say this. When we were debating sanctuary cities in Philadelphia, and speaking of white men who can't dance, Jim Kenney, the white man's overbite in the hallway in City Hall, we are a sanctuary city, yeah! I mean, everything about that is bad. Everything about that is goofy and bad, from the suit to the dance, all of it. But anyway, what was I saying at the time back then? I was saying, we're talking about criminals. We're not, Philadelphia is not becoming a sanctuary city to keep ICE from going to people's houses. This is about people who are in the correctional system. They're either being held at the Philadelphia County Jail, the Philly police have them, whatever it is. And the mayor of Philadelphia, and they went to court and they won this battle, and that's why he did that dance. We are a sanctuary city, yeah. Because they wanted the right to be able to tell ICE, no, we're going to not turn over bad criminals to you. And I said, this is insane. We're talking about people that are in jail. And then the feds go, we want them. And the city goes, no, we're going to give them sanctuary. We're not going to turn over criminals to you. And because it sounds nice, sanctuary city, and evokes something from, I don't know, when people used to use a church for sanctuary, I guess, people thought, oh, well, it's so kind and compassionate. To who? The victims of crime? Doesn't sound very kind and compassionate to me. So that's what he's pointing out here in this letter. Okay? ICE recognizes that some jurisdictions are concerned that cooperating with federal immigration officials will erode trust with immigrant communities and make it harder for local law enforcement to serve those populations. However, sanctuary policies can end up shielding dangerous criminals who often victimize those same communities. Now, I got to give this guy a lot of props here. The gentleman, Patrick Leitner, who is the deputy director and senior official performing the duties of director of ICE, for putting all this on paper. Because he's probably going to wind up losing his job if Kamala Harris gets in. You're not supposed to say this out loud. You're supposed to say sanctuary policies are wonderful. They protect humanitarian. We're not protecting dangerous criminals. Stop it. His letter went on to state, your letter requests the number of non-citizens on ICE's docket convicted or charged with a crime. As of July 21st, 2024, there were 662,566 non-citizens with criminal histories on ICE's national docket, which includes those detained by ICE and on the agency's non-detained docket. Of those, 435,719 are convicted criminals. 226,847 have pending criminal charges. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And so I think when Americans hear this stuff, they go, what's happening in this country? Are you serious right now? And they turn around and they go, I don't want this for America. Then they turn to Kamala Harris and they say, okay, well, what are you going to do about this? So let's play a word salad from Kamala Harris. This is an unwashed word salad. Matt DeSantis, I just want to double check with you. Is this an unwashed word salad, or has this been washed appropriately as salads should be before being consumed to make sure nobody's getting E. coli or listeria or something else?
This one is definitely unwashed.
All right, so Cut 13 is an unwashed word salad. She said this on, because remember, 60 Minutes washed her salad for her. She served up a giant word salad. They cleaned it. They washed it. They triple rinsed that baby and put it out there for the public to view. And, you know, this is a problem that I have when I go to the grocery store. I don't like buying the salad greens that I got to come home and wash. I don't like it, but it's cheaper. So in this economy, I have to do it. But if I can get pre-washed, oh, I'm going pre-washed salad, you know what I mean? Every time. It's less work.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would buy the one that you have to wash yourself. That's a pain.
Yeah, and besides, I'm not triple washing it. I'm rinsing some water on it. I'm going, here, kids, eat this.
test it out on them first.
Yeah. I'm not doing the whole salad spinner with the washer and the... No. I'm going to run it under some tap water and put it on their plate. Here you go. That's the difference when I do breakfast in the morning and the kids get fruit. If they get fruit when I'm doing breakfast, it's that, too. It's like blueberries, wash before serving. I take them, I run them under the water, I go, all right, kids, eat up. The way I look at it is it's just making them stronger. Mama Zioli never washed vegetables, that's for damn sure. No doubt about that.
You're sick all the time, though. You're sick all the time, though.
No, I have physical ailments all the time. All right, maybe medical ones as well. I think I have a bunion on my right foot, too. I got to go. Yeah. I said that to Bridget today. She goes, well, you haven't had a surgery in a while, so you probably should get on the docket. You know what I mean?
You should tease the bunion on the YouTube stream.
I should show the bunion on the YouTube stream. That would be a feat. But you see, unlike Kale, I don't wear flip-flops because I'm a grown man, and it's not summer, and I'm not by a pool. So there's that. So now she's trying to talk about what now? Crime? Is this what she's saying here in this word salad?
Is this Cut 13 you're referring to?
Yeah, and constellations and crime?
Yeah, she's talking about astronomy. She's like Galileo, basically.
Galileo. But what is the thing about crime here in this?
I have no idea. I've listened to it a handful of times, and I honestly have no idea what she's even talking about. But that's kind of par for the course.
All right. Well, let's play it so that the YouTube audience can see it as well. Take a listen.
There's this whole... I talked with somebody once who said, you know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky, don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation, what does it show you? So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you?
Is she doing horoscopes? Is that what that is? Is that what we're thinking about right now? Because I'm a Pisces, and I'm just wondering what my horoscope says. Does it say I'm going to need bunion surgery? That's what I want to know. Huh? Why is she discussing stars and constellations with Roland Martin when the question was about crime? Can you explain this to me? This is clearly a pill day, or is it a wine day? There was no laugh, so it's probably a pill day. All right. Well, if you need your horoscope, once this election's over, Kamala Harris is going to need a job. Hey, California psychics, why don't they hire her? There you go. She's probably not good at that either, actually, though. Could you imagine a psychic reading with her? I mean, they say they hire only the best, and they reject 99% of the psychics out there, so I don't think she would even qualify for that job either. But, man, and the laughter you'd have to put up with when she tells you what your day's going to be like. Oof, ah. Oh, man, that's, I'm just saying, that's not good. Dawn is in Deptford. She wanted to make a comment about Trump signs. Hello, Dawn, how are you?
Good, how are you? Yeah, so I live in Deptford, New Jersey, but my son plays, like, baseball where they travel all over the place. And he had a tournament up in Scranton, PA, and you don't see any Kamala Harris signs at all. It literally is Trump, all the way from Jersey through the Turnpike, all the way up through Scranton.
That's a good sign.
There's, like, none for Kamala.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a good sign. I mean, signs don't vote, but it's a good sign of enthusiasm. And I think that the enthusiasm factor is severely lacking with her campaign, no question about it. And I think that the Democrats in general have a major enthusiasm factor, whereas the Trump supporters, the enthusiasm is huge. It's huge.
Not only that, but the signs were saying what their two viewpoints were. So it would say, if you are for law and order, Trump. If you are for, like, illegal everything, Kamala Harris. So it also had, like, their talking points on the signs as well.
That's good. That's good. And a lot of those signs are put up organically by people, too, which I love. You know, I love to see when people paint their barns and things like that. All that stuff matters, Dawn. It's a good sign of enthusiasm.
Yeah, some of those were gigantic. The ones on barns and the ones across big fields, all of that, you know, were really big, saying, like, Trump is for America.
It matters. It certainly does.
The last time I saw anything like that was in 2016 when he had a tournament in Hershey, and it was like reliving that all over again. Like, I just could have, it was like, instead of looking for different license plates, me and my son were counting how many Kamala Harris signs, like, we were going to see, because it was like finding like a rare license plate.
Oh, that's a fun game. I should try that with my kids.
Yeah.
We play I Spy a lot of times.
We keep track of it. Yeah,
like,
but that's harder because you're moving, but usually when we're on, like, the 95 and the big, like, you know, expressways, we do find the different license plates.
All right, Dawn, thanks for the tips. I appreciate it. You got to keep the kids entertained.
You
have a great... Go ahead,
Dawn.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. And this is interesting. This just came in. Donald Trump has cracked the Poly Market, the betting site Polymarket, 58% for the first time against Kamala Harris. Remember what I said? Me and Jimmy Failla talked about this together. Pollsters can be wrong and they don't lose their jobs. Guys who bet on this stuff, if they're wrong, their bookie will break their legs if they don't pay up. So people who put their money where their mouth is matters a whole lot more to me. I'm going to get into this with you in some detail. And I have a clip to share with you when we get right back. So stay with us. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. And I want to tell you about my friend and my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. And yes, since I know Mama Zioli's listening, and she just texted me, yes, I did. I always wash Dad's grape. And I feel like I'm hoping that's a typo. And I'm hoping because I, anyway. It's the kind of thing you never want to read in a text from your mother. Just say it's borderline traumatic. I'm just pointing that out. I don't know if I can finish the show today.
That's the hardest I've heard DeSantis laugh since I've been here.
I don't know, Justin. I may have to end the show. You guys have a best of it ready you could throw on? I may have to call it.
We can scramble something.
We have to scramble something together. It's I'm going to try to continue with Dr. Mike Veneria's live read here. So my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental, Dr. Mike is not only a master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers, but he's also a man that cares and gives back to our community, our veterans and the community. On Saturday, November 9th, come out to his Cinnaminson office. It's going to be a free community shredding event and his annual Veterans Breakfast. And there's going to be some great stuff there. You can honor the men and women who've served our country. They'll have all kinds of cool military gear. Some years they have really cool Jeeps and trucks, and you just never know what's going to show up. And there's even breakfast pizza. And I'm told maybe possibly some Bloody Marys and mimosas. It's a wonderful event. You want to come out and do that as well. And you can meet Dr. Mike. And when it comes time to get that smile you deserve, there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. If you've had a consultation for dental implants, get Dr. Mike to give you a second opinion, please. You have a clear choice when it comes to you and your family. So give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. Two locations to serve you right over the bridge in Woodbury and Cinnaminson, and it's the Cinnaminson office where the Veterans Breakfast will be Saturday, November 9th. Call 856-786-2020 and book your free implant consultation today. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. And remember, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this a YouTube request, Justin?
This was, in fact, a YouTube request from Kimmy.
Love it. Kimmy was at the Grand Hotel on Friday. She did a great job leading the drink game. You know, if you haven't seen that show on YouTube, you should go back and watch it on our 1210 WPHD page. We had a great game where every time Kamala Harris did a word salad and repeated a word, we had somebody yell, drink, and everybody had to take a shot. In the crowd. It was a lot of fun. It was great. You could see a number of, we had three different Zioli Army beautiful ladies who stepped up to help us out through the course of the show with that. It was great. And that's right. I picked three women in the Zioli Army because I'm not ashamed of the fact to say that. And I also danced to YMCA, so I'm not afraid of my masculinity. It's not toxic. That's for damn sure. It's not toxic masculinity. It's masculinity, baby. It's masculinity. That's what it is. All right. So, Polymarket betting odds. This is the thing. Trump now has cracked 58% for the first time against Harris on the political betting platform Polymarket. The surge comes as the left has launched a coordinated smear campaign to make Trump look unfit for office. The betting markets appear to see through the smear campaign as Trump's odds to win surge. The development also comes after a new NBC poll shows Trump surging 5 points in the past month. Wow. Now, this is a big deal. Steve Kornacki, can we load this up into YouTube so everybody can see it, Matt DeSantis? I'll give Kirk a few minutes so that everybody can see Nacki's khakis. Can we do that?
Yeah, I can get it to him. Give me a minute.
All right. Thank you. We'll do that. But I want to make this point about the betting markets, because I really do think this is everything. And please join the stream right now, 1210 WPHD on YouTube. Great community. Chat along. And you can also tweet the show at Rich Zioli. You can also call the show, 855-839-1210. Interactive show, baby. That's how we do it. When you put your money where your mouth is, like pollsters, in many cases, like weather people, never, ever, ever lose their job if they get it wrong. I'll give you a great example. The best example I can give you is Patrick Murphy. He's the director of the Polling Institute at Monmouth University. And this is right before the governor's election in Jersey in 2021, when he said King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, had a 12-point lead over Jack Cittarelli. And Cittarelli almost beat him. And he puts out this op-ed, he's so sorry, I don't get it so wrong, blah, 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 hey, you know. But he's still polling. Monmouth is still there, still getting their money from the state. He's still putting out polls. Nothing happens. But if you're betting, and for some people, when they go on these betting sites, they bet a lot. You got to pay up. You know what I mean? This isn't for fun. This isn't for giggles here. This is for money. You may be a pollster and keep your job, and what will happen is if you blow this, you get to go on TV and you get to explain how your methodology was wrong and you write a book about it. I mean, like Nate Silver is a great example of this. 2016 was a disaster for all these people. Silver wound up getting rich. It's not like the guy was camping out on the streets with a sign, you know, we'll work for food. His site was sold to ABC News. He wound up getting rich. He wrote books. Nothing happens. Fine. You know what I mean? It's all good. But if you don't pay your bookie, you get bad things happen. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. So the polymarket odds are people reacting to what they see, what they hear, and these are people that do research too. So I'll give Nate Silver credit in this respect. In his latest book that I was looking at the airport, he's talking about all these people that are bettors and gamblers. And I found that interesting. And there's one chapter that he wrote about how people come up with their methodology before they bet on sports. I don't bet on sports. I don't really bet. You know, I'm not a big gambler in life. I gamble in other ways, like my career, by taking great risks at this microphone. And obviously not caring. I will say Soros, if I make a mistake, of course. But anyway, the point is that some of these people, they do lots of analysis and insight to come up with their ideas. In fact, you've seen more of this now in commercials where they have the Google AI or whatever the AI is what are the odds this pitcher's gonna get it in if the weather's this, the humidity's that, they factor in all these things. For a lot of gamblers that bet on these sites, they factor all this stuff in. All this, they research on the, is it grass, is it turf, is it what the weather's like, the barometric pressure, whatever it is. So the people that are doing this in the betting odds, they're also doing the same thing. They're not just getting a gut feeling and going, wow, this could be really good. They're looking at this and going, hey, there's something to this here. And they're going to put their money where their mouth is here. We have this. All right, so this is Donald Trump. Now, this is Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. He's a Jersey guy, and Nacky, wearing his khakis as he always does, his signature look, talks about the betting odds and the polling numbers here and what this means here. This is also coming as Trump is apparently about to do an interview with Joe Rogan, which I think is also going to help him in a big way as well. Take a listen.
I mean, just look at them side by side and you can see it. Remember that poll we took a month ago that you see here? It was just after that first Trump-Harris debate. Since then, we've had the VP debate. There have been some campaign activities, some interviews, some things that have changed in that time. I think this might be the biggest for Harris. We just asked the basic image perception people have. Is it positive or negative of these candidates? The Trump number's always been somewhere in this territory. In fact, this is a little bit high for him, believe it or not, 43% positive. But look at Harris, 43 positive, 49 negative. The significance, we polled this a month ago. She was 48% positive and 45 negative. She was above water, as they say. That's completely reversed. It now looks very similar to Trump's. That's a pretty big shift.
That's a pretty big shift right there. And you're seeing it in all these demographics and you're seeing it all across the line. So the people that are betting are looking at this too and they're going, wow, you know what? I think he's going to win. I think the betting odds matter a whole lot more than the polls do for that reason, because bookies make you pay. Pollsters, like weather people, if their forecast is wrong, no big whoop. In fact, for many of them, it'll be even better. Oh, Kamala is discussing a potential Joe Rogan interview. Oh, is that what it says in the tweet? I just scanned it. I thought Trump was going to do Rogan, no?
I don't know if Trump's supposed to or not. I know there was a story that broke last night that there were members of Kamala's campaign team that I guess had met with Joe Rogan's producers about potentially having her on the program. It's possible Trump ends up on there as well. In fact, I assume if she ends up doing an interview with Rogan, he'll probably do that too.
Hmm.
I'm surprised he actually has.
The Trump people did talk about him appearing on Rogan at some point in the next few weeks. I remember because I had to pick out a story for Kale about it, so I think he is planning on being on it too.
He should. I mean, he's doing all these podcast interviews. He should do it. Why not? He's got a huge audience, and it's a lot of the younger guys who, I mean, he's got a lot of guys that listen. It'll only help him. If she's going on Rogan, though, or trying to at least, that shows you just how desperate she's doing with male voters right now. This is as Tim Walz is out there trying to do his man thing. Oh, you know, let's play the clip of him trying to load the shotgun. because this is hysterical to me. And I know people are like, oh, man, the gun may have been jammed or something. I don't know. Stop, stop, stop. This guy's a goofball. I don't care what the excuse is. People are like, he was in the army. It's just the problem was the gun. Doesn't matter. He's a goofball. It's like if Chris Farley, if they made a movie, if Chris Farley was still alive, and man, that guy should be alive because he was a genius. But if they ever made a movie about Tim Walz, Chris Farley would 100% play him if he was still alive. 100%. He's literally Tommy Boy. If you do a side, if you watch Tommy Boy and you think of Tim Walz, you cannot get that out of your head. I'm telling you. But here, watch this video of Tim Walz trying to load a shotgun here. Let's watch this on our YouTube stream. Go ahead, I want to see this too. This is great.
It's not quite right. How do you give it back?
Governor, what kind of gun is it?
This was a Beretta A400. I bought it when I was shooting a lot of trap because it has a kind of their patented thing, a kickoff. So when you get old, it doesn't hurt your shoulder as much.
He's such a goofball. So he's trying. He can't load it. He can't do this. Oh, what a goof. Oh, man. That's just a bad look. It's a bad look. I'm just saying. That's a bad look. Tommy Boy, Elmer Fudd, Timmy Fudd, whatever you want to call him. Matt Foley. I still like the Matt Foley, you know. Tim Walz is going to be living down. And but he's also kind of Richard Simmonsy too, the way he goes out there and dances around and uses his arms and feel like you're watching a freaking aerobics concert every time you watch the guy.
Why is he leaning the shotgun on his crotch?
Listen, you know, after the wash the grapes thing, I don't want to think about that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just pass on trying to understand that and move right along. You know what I mean? It's going to move
it
right
can't
along.
Be comfortable.
Does it look comfortable to you?
No, not at all. It looks horrible.
Gun in the crotch is not the most comfortable look, huh? No? Not so much.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'll give you something worse. Let me give you something worse to see. Gwen Walz.
Okay.
So his wife, Gwen Walz, this is even worse because she is the person who talks to grown adults like they're my daughter, Reagan, and 4 years old in pre-K. And this is Gwen Walz. This is his wife. Now, maybe if you were married to her, you put a gun on your crotch, too, if you know what I mean. You may even pull the freaking trigger if you get my drift. But this is Gwen Walz. We're going to play this on YouTube for you as well. She has an assignment for you. And this is as cringeworthy as it gets. I'm sorry, but if I got to see this, you got to see this too. Welcome. Take a listen. Take a watch.
HQ. I'm Gwen Walz, and I have been an educator for a really long time. And I'm here with an assignment for you today. It's due on November 5th. Now I'm going to put my teacher glasses on because this is really serious, like a final, and there's no late work. I need you to take yourself and three friends to the ballot box and make your voice heard. You have to vote. I'm going to repeat that again. You and three of your friends have to make your voices heard by voting. If you need more information, just go to iwillvote.com. And remember, no late work.
Oof, cringy. I'm telling you, man, cringy. I watch that and I go, this is, no wonder why he's out in the woods. I would never come back if I were him. I'd stay in the woods all day, hoping to meet a deer or something. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in as we're streaming live on YouTube. Let me play you a clip from Trump's rally last night in Oaks, PA. This is a Pennsylvania voter named Angelina who talked about illegal immigration and how it hurts people. Now, as the media is focusing on the dance aspect of the night or the dance part of the evening, there is also some very important comments that were made by voters like Angelina to the former and future president at Oaks, PA. Should I take a break now, Matt, and do that on the other side?
DeSantis? It's a little bit long. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Take a break.
I'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. I'm going to play this clip for you. This is an excellent point that was made. Also have a Pennsylvania restaurant owner who talks about what it's like being a small business owner. I've got more breaking news on what this Georgia judge has said. I talked a little bit about it with Chairman Michael Whatley before. We'll have another conversation about that as the show goes on, too. Plus, some really interesting details regarding the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. What's going on here, and what are the connections there? As we're also wondering right now how it is that this government allowed a terror suspect into the United States who was trying to organize an ISIS plot on Election Day, and what are his connections with the CIA? All these questions straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we're continuing along here on a busy, busy Tuesday. I'll tell you what, you know, there's so many questions around this Election Day terror plot arrest, how this guy was led into the country, and the DHS, the DOJ, the State Department all need to answer for this, and what his involvement was with the CIA. And you remember Jackie Heinrich, to her credit, tried asking Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, about this, and he would not answer. He would not answer the question. In fact, he even said that, Jackie, your persistence in answering the question can only be matched by my persistence in not answering it. What is going on here, though? Do you know that a relative of his was nabbed in France for a similar scheme? A relative of the Afghan who was accused of this in the United States. So this guy got arrested in Oklahoma last week. And authorities indicted this 22-year-old guy, charges of fomenting a plan for violent action at a soccer match or shopping center in Paris. This is his relative, family member of the same guy. So now I got to ask the question. How is it this is a family affair, and the United States of America let this guy into our country, and that he may have been working with the CIA at some point as well? France 24 reported Sunday that the suspect, who has not been publicly named, is the younger brother of Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi, who was charged October 8th with conspiring to commit a mass shooting in Oklahoma City. American authorities investigating his case tipped off French terrorism investigators about the plot, after discovering communications between the two relatives on Telegram. It's unclear to what extent the potential attacks would have been coordinated. He wrangled his teenage brother-in-law into the Oklahoma plot, in which both he and the unnamed minor were planning to die as martyrs, according to court documents. The unnamed co-conspirator was a virtual student at Southmore High School in Oklahoma City. And he made extensive arrangements to relocate his wife, child, mother-in-law, and siblings back to Afghanistan ahead of the planned attack so that his loved ones could live out their lives according to pure Islam, according to his arrest affidavit. To finance the attack and the family's travel and to raise funds for ISIS, he sold his father-in-law's $190,000 four-bedroom home where his mother-in-law lived with his accomplice and the teen siblings. He originally listed the house for $230,000, but in this economy, he had to cut the asking price. So what I also want to know regarding this is he was in the United States after evacuating Afghanistan as a special immigrant visa applicant following the disastrous Biden-Harris administration withdrawal from Kabul. Questions over the vetting process for Afghan evacuees have reached a fever pitch in the days since his arrest. Lawmakers, really both sides of the aisle, have been calling for transparency here. And what Senator John Kennedy said, he said, what I'm worried about is more terror attacks like the one that the Justice Department just caught. I hope against the next one, but the odds are against them. It's a recipe for disaster, and I'm worried that more of this is going to happen. He was previously employed as a security guard for the CIA, which gave him eligibility to apply for the special immigrant visa. And then they believe that he radicalized himself online after arriving in the United States. Something about this stinks to high heaven, I think. It really does. Something around this just stinks. And I go, this is not good. But let me grab a caller who's on hold. Jerry is in Burlington. Jerry, you served in the military. Thank you for your service.
Oh, no. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for everything you guys do over there. You know, I tell everyone I know, you guys, you're our voice. Because
thank
the media
you.
Is so, I mean, think about what Martha Raddatz did to Vance, right? About,
yeah.
Oh, it's just a few Venezuelan gangs in a few apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado. I mean, give me a break. I mean,
yeah.
they're still in the tank with the Democrats, but just real fast, because I know you guys are busy. The reason why I called in was you were talking about Waltz and the Beretta shotgun, right? And I've been in the military 17 years, Army Reserve. I have 5 deployments. I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait. You know, I've been in since 07. And my thing is, he's a master sergeant. You know, we have so much respect for a master sergeant. That's a senior non-commissioned officer, okay? And he's holding the Beretta shotgun like he's trying to hit a pinata, you know? You hold that weapon at the low ready, you know, at the low ready, you know? And I'm watching this, and I'm like, this guy was a master sergeant, and yet he was telling people he was a command sergeant major. And a command sergeant major, forget about it. To reach command sergeant major, that's like God status, honestly. You know, frankly, I'll put it like that. We have so much respect for command sergeant majors. But I'll tell you, the way he's holding that weapon, you know, that in and of itself, and between the tampons and the middle school boys' bathrooms, all that stuff should just negate him from running. But look, I'll let you go. You guys are the best, and you're our voice. All right? God bless you, Rich. God bless everybody there.
Hey, listen, God bless you, my friend, and thank you for your incredible service to our country. You summed it up perfectly, and I appreciate you, and thank you for listening, and thank you. Fantastic. I'm going to just read you this text I got from my executive producer, Matt DeSantis. You know, I've been doing this 10 years. 10 years coming up in November. It'll be our 10th anniversary since I became a full-time host on this radio station. It was 2014, right before Patrick was born, and I was named the afternoon drive host. It was like November 5th or 6th or something like that. And I've seen a lot of things over the years. But it's things like this from my executive producer, Matt DeSantis, that really make me question my choice in vocations and my choice in executive producers. We've hit 250 people watching the YouTube stream. I'm going to read you what he wrote me. People love watching Waltz load guns with his crotch. That's the text I just got from my executive producer.
It's true. People love watching Tim Waltz load shotguns with his crotch.
There you go.
We should air it again in the 5.
Well, you know what? We will air it again in the 5. This changes everything now. The visual component changes the entire show going forward. There's no going back. There was only the show before Tim Waltz used his crotch to load a gun and after. Like, there's moments in time that change you forever. Kennedy's assassination being one of them, Martin Luther King, and this. There's no going back. There's only your life before that moment, your life after. So there you go. We have 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Streaming live on YouTube, 1210 WPHT. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.